Welcome to the Dave Mara Show, everyone. It's great to have you here. The best way to support this show is completely free. It'd really mean a lot to me and be a huge help if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or just share the show with your friends in any way you can. Another way to support the show is signing up for my email list using the link in the show notes in the description. Members of my email list will get to submit Q&A questions, which I'll be answering every few weeks on the podcast. I really appreciate the support, everyone. Let's get started with today's show. Today, I want to talk to you guys about one of the most important techniques and mindsets that you can use to thrive in life in general. So it is the anti-fragile mindset. So you can apply this to many different places. You can apply it to your mental game. You can apply it to your physical reality, how you build stuff, or your actual physical reality in terms of being in shape and pushing your own limits. So first off, you can read the book Anti-Fragile by Nassim Taleb. It's a really good book. It's one of my favorites, and you can just Google that and you'll find it. But anti-fragile essentially means any system that you can induce a strain into. So from this strain, the system will actually get stronger. You can consider something fragile, like a plate or a cup or something made of glass. If you throw it and it hits a wall, it's going to induce strain into it. It's just going to shatter and break. You can consider a human body a anti-fragile system. For example, if you take a human body and you make it lift a whole lot of weights, or you do anything like running or working out, and you do this on a consistent basis where you're straining your muscles and you're straining your body, but then you allow them time to recover, they're actually going to get stronger over time. So fragile systems, if you induce strain into them, they might hold that strain for a little bit, but eventually they're going to break and fall apart. The human mind, the human body, and our ability to build things into reality, such as engineering, such as anything on a computer, anything you're doing with artwork, those are all anti-fragile systems. Meaning, if you constantly induce hard situations into them or strain in any way, as long as you have time to recover, you will get stronger and stronger over time. So this is one of the biggest benefits overall in life, and a lot of the cancel culture that's going on right now, a lot of the complaining, a lot of the people saying that they are, I guess you could say, disadvantaged in some way, which all of us are in some way disadvantaged. Some people are disadvantaged in ways that are much worse than others, but the anti-fragile system is the opposite of that. If you just look at the bad parts in life and you say, well, I'm fragile and I'll break because this system is disadvantaging me in some way, then you're never going to get to use one of the most powerful abilities built into the human body, and that is the anti-fragile system. So whenever I look at situations, I say, well, these are my advantages. These are the tools that I have on the table, and I'm sure that I have disadvantages, but if I see something that's a disadvantage, I don't even look at it because I don't think a disadvantage is actually going to help me at all unless I'm actually trying to fix that disadvantage and make it better for others. So I'm all for looking at the state of the world or society and saying, I see that people are being disadvantaged in certain ways. How can I build the system to make it better, to be more anti-fragile, to help these people that are disadvantaged? I'm all for that. But whenever people look at systems and they say, well, I'm disadvantaged in this way and I'm just going to complain about it, there's nothing in that that is a useful tool or a useful utility that'll push you forward in life. It will bring you down. It'll make you mentally ill over time because you'll just think about yourself and your disadvantages. And it'll also bring others down because you'll never be able to help them around you. So the key is to look at the advantages that you have in life. And then with all these advantages, every single person has certain advantages. You could say somebody in sub-Saharan Africa that doesn't have much besides a small place to live and food and water at minimum is disadvantaged, and they're very disadvantaged. The amount of resource that I have compared to that person is unbelievable. But if that person looks out over the landscape and they say, okay, I'm sure I'm disadvantaged, but what places am I advantaged in? Well, they have access to a cell phone, maybe. They have access to people in their community. They have access to build something new that hasn't been built before. And if you look at third world countries that are coming up, especially places like Africa, these are going to be one of the strongholds of the economy in the future. So somebody that is there now and can read the culture and see what people need and see how to help people, they're going to have a much easier time getting in on the ground floor of building businesses, building art, or building anything else that can help people, because places like Africa went direct from no telephones, no internet, no nothing, to now having the ability to have cell phones, to have internet connection, and things like this. So they got to jump a step that the first world countries didn't have. So this is all going to play into anti-fragile systems, because if you look at your world, there are two choices you can make. You can say, these are all my disadvantages. I'm just going to sulk and sit there and complain. You will just become a fragile person. And one more push and you'll fall over the edge and shatter into a million pieces. If you look at all your advantages and you say, how can I use these advantages to push out my ideas and help people build new things and push the world forward, then you're going to need to constantly strain yourself, because this is hard to do. You're going to have to constantly learn. You're going to have to learn where your ideas are faulty. You're going to have to learn about the world and how it works and how you can use your advantages to push ideas out there and build stuff and create art and anything else you would like to do. And this constant strain followed by recovery and more learning is an anti-fragile system. And if you constantly force yourself to work within this system, you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, and you're going to slowly have all the advantages, which might be slim in the beginning, get more and more and more. And soon you'll not see many disadvantages, because you'll be able to use all your advantages, not only to help you, but to help people from the place that you came from that might be disadvantaged in the same way as you. If you sit around and you're always thinking to yourself, I'm disadvantaged, then the people around you, they're also going to take on that mindset at a much higher rate than if you are the optimist and you say, I have this small advantage and this small way that I know I could potentially succeed. Instead of sitting back, I'm going to play the anti-fragile game, and I'm going to take some strain and put it into my mind, and I'm going to put it into my body. I'm going to get in good shape. I'm going to eat the right food. I'm going to force my mind to think of new ideas. I'm going to test my skills. I'm going to build stuff. I'm going to change the way the world works by having new ideas and getting them out to the world. That will be hard. That will force you into anti-fragility. And over time, you will become stronger and stronger and stronger. And you can pull people up on your shoulders that have disadvantages and push them forward as well. And show them that you had disadvantages as well, but you chose to take the path of anti-fragility instead of being frail and fragile and breaking under the pressure. And this is the way that the world and the evolution of technology and ideas can pull people out of poverty. When you look at the first world, it has a lot of problems. People complain a lot about capitalism, but if you want to look at how people have been lifted out of poverty, and you want to look at how people have better and better lives, you can look at what person in, say, the low class, and by low class, I just mean low economic class. I don't think people have any class besides the amount of money in their bank, which they like to rate them by. But if you look at what people have as far as resources in the lowest economic class in the United States in 2022 compared to 1950, you can see that there's massive upward mobility going on in the United States, which is the most capitalistic place ever to exist on planet Earth. And it's still not full capitalism. It's capitalism with caps controlled by government as well. But it's the closest thing we've seen yet to capitalism, and it's pulled people up out of poverty at a faster and faster rate. Now, when you do this, a whole other wide plethora of problems are going to arise that you couldn't foresee. But at least people have the upward mobility, whereas 50 years ago or 100 years ago, somebody that was living in poverty couldn't get on YouTube and start making videos and suddenly have a small trickle of money coming in, and then a larger trickle of money and a larger trickle of money for almost no cost except the cost to have a small video camera and an internet connection, which might be a few hundred bucks. 50 or 80 years ago, this would have cost you thousands and thousands of dollars to do and probably been impossible. The same thing goes for anything else on the internet. The internet will be the greatest leveler of classes across society ever to exist, because the internet allows people to get their ideas out there no matter what income bracket they're from, no matter where they live. If they have ideas that they think that can change the world, the internet allows them to get them out there. So the only thing that the internet requires is that you are an anti-fragile person. So if you're the kind of person that is going to quickly break and shatter when somebody disrespects your ideas or somebody talks in a mean way to you, you're not going to survive in a completely connected culture. You can just move out to the mountains and never talk to anybody, which is fine. That's a great way to live as well. I spend half of my life out in the mountains. I think it's a great way to disconnect. But if you want to change how the culture works or change people's ideas or help them to learn, then learning to be anti-fragile and pushing yourself into new experiences and pushing your body and pushing your mind and pushing those around you, surrounding yourself with people that also want to do that is essential. So that's the anti-fragile mindset in general. It can also apply to many other places in life, but the few places that I like to constantly apply them. Number one, physical ability. If your body is not in good shape, you're not going to have the energy to create. So if you're not pushing your body as it should have, as it was designed to be used, meaning being active, getting your cardio, your heart rate up every day, moving all your muscles, using and straining your muscles, running, lifting in any way you can. It could just be body weight, completely free. I don't have any weightlifting stuff. I do body weight squats, I do push-ups, I do sit-ups, I do pull-ups at a park near my house, and I go run in the woods, completely free. You just need shoes and some shorts, and you can get after it. Those are the ways that people have used their body since people were developed. So that's an anti-fragile system. For free on the internet, you can learn how to do all this free body weight stuff. You can learn how to run. You can learn how to do everything else. Without the internet, this was really hard. You had to have a trainer. So that's the number one thing that's anti-fragile. Constantly push your physical ability, and you'll see that it will constantly go up in an exponential rate over time. And it's amazing to see how much extra energy it gives you, how much clarity of mind it gives you, how the ability to think clearer and put out better work improves with your physical ability. So that's the number one thing. The next thing after that is artistic ability or creative ability. If you're constantly producing the same thing, meaning the same ideas, you're not trying new projects, you're not trying to get new ideas into your head and then from those ideas generate ideas of your own and get them out to the world, then you're going to be stagnant. So anti-fragile mindset means creatively constantly trying to build new stuff. And this is going to take a lot of energy from your brain. It's going to feel really hard to do, but you have to do it in large doses and then take time to recover. Go be outside, go be active, and make sure you can recover your mind, because your mind is an anti-fragile system too, and you can't create without a clean mind. So meditation is key for me here. Meditation can be very simple. Just sit quietly and just watch your thoughts. It's as simple as that. You don't need all this foo-foo stuff surrounding it. If you want a quick introduction to meditation, you can check out the Waking Up app. They have a free 30-day trial. That is a great introduction to meditation. If you don't want to try an app, just sit and watch your mind. And when a thought comes up, just say, there's a thought. When the next thought comes up, just say, there's the next thought. And you'll realize how hard this is. This is a great way to induce anti-fragility into your ability to pay attention and your ability to not get bored by things. So hard mental work, learning, and then recovery periods. This is essential. The next thing that is essential for being anti-fragile is to be able to take care of your monetary systems in your life. So people think money is evil many times. People say, well, I don't need to learn about money because that just means that I'm greedy. Well, here's the thing about money. Money is the buffer between you and the ability to create. If you have no money and you're constantly just working to feed yourself and keep a roof over your head, then it's very hard to open up yourself to creative risks and push the creative envelope forward. So there's very easy ways to understand money. Money's actually very simple if you just simplify everything that you do with your monetary policy for yourself. I'm not going to get into this because I'm not an advisor, but I will do a future episode if you guys like this. Just email me and let me know from getting on my email list. Just get on my email list, link below this video or whatever you're watching it or listening it on, and say, Dave, I'd like to learn more about how you manage money in your life. I do it as simple as possible so I never have to watch it because I know I can't game the system. I'm a long-term money guy. But by having some extra buffer of money, you don't have to worry about anti-fragility in your money systems, because you don't want to be constantly worried about money, because then you can't worry about creating and you can't worry about pushing yourself and working on your physical ability, because all of your energy will get sucked up by worrying about money. I see it happen to tons of people, and it's upsetting because they have enough resources where they make enough money where they could live a completely different life, but they place their money into the wrong buckets and the money never works for them. So they're constantly stressed and they can never create. So those are the three systems in life that I work on: physical, creative, and monetary. And if you can get those nailed down and automate the last one, which is monetary, then all you need to do is work on the physical and the creative. And once you have the physical and creative, you can push them out into many different places. You can learn to trail run. You can learn to hike in the mountains. You can go on tons of different adventures because your body is ready for this kind of stuff. If you learn to solve problems and be a prolific creator, you can use those across any skill you want to learn in life, and you'll find yourself learning one new thing. Maybe you spend a few years on it and then shifting to new things and new things and new things on top of that. And you'll get this wide range of ability over your lifetime that you wouldn't have been able to if you're a fragile person and you have fragile systems running in your life. So be anti-fragile in all parts of life. Remove all the failure modes. Constantly push yourself forward. And make sure to check out that book by Nassim Taleb, Anti-Fragile. All of his books are fantastic. I think it's called the Incerto series, something like that. But it's four books. It's all about how numbers work, how natural systems work, and how you can use them to progress in your own life. So thanks for listening, guys. I always appreciate it. It's fun talking. It's fun being here. Thanks for having me around. The best way to support this show is completely free. It'd really mean a lot to me and be a huge help if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or just share the show with your friends in any way you can. Another way to support the show is signing up for my email list using the link in the show notes in the description. Members of my email list will get to submit Q&A questions, which I'll be answering every few weeks on the podcast. I really appreciate the support, everyone.